I'm proposing that we reaffirm free speech protections in America by passing the Charlie Kirk law. Now, I'm not a fan of just creating more laws that restrict things, obviously, or restrict people or restrict speech. Instead, this needs to be a law that makes it mandatory for large online platforms, tech platforms in particular, but other platforms and universities, to embrace freedom of speech, which should have been enshrined in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but has been violated by big tech and big government and big media, big publishers, universities, you name it. They have engaged in radical censorship against the American people, and through their censorship, they have created division. And it's that division that is leading to violence and possibly revolts or civil wars or other things. But this division is tearing America apart. And it's because only one side of every conversation is allowed to be heard or published or shared. And that's the radical left-wing side, whether it's about climate or vaccines, or whether it's about transgenderism or LGBT, whether it's about Trump or economics or welfare or gun rights or anything else. The only position that is allowed to be heard and repeated is the left-wing position. That's true in Wikipedia. It's true on social media. It's true in search engines like Google. And it's true in the corporate media, which is nothing but left-wing lies and propaganda constantly, like CNN, for example, or the New York Times. This is the source of division, or one of the sources. There are many, but this is a primary source. And what we must do is, as I'm proposing, let's pass a Charlie Kirk law that says, if you are a significant platform for information, that would be a search engine, social media site, a large newspaper, or a university, or any other significant institution, we could define the size, we could define the reach, then it is actually illegal for you to engage in viewpoint discrimination. You cannot discriminate against people just because you don't like their politics or just because you don't like their advocacy for natural medicine or just because you don't like the fact that they support the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, whatever. No viewpoint discrimination censorship can be allowed or tolerated in a free society. To be free, we cannot allow corporations to encroach upon the First Amendment of the people. And I know what some people will say, well, you're saying that the government should restrict the rights of these platforms, their right to censor. No, you don't have a right to censor when you are functioning as part of the public discourse infrastructure. You do not have a right to censor. You should be barred from censorship. Now, if it's a small, you know, message board or platform somewhere that it's specifically a niche platform and it doesn't have a big reach of, you know, millions of people, that's different. I'm talking about the major platforms, the tech giants, the publishers. They have a special responsibility to avoid censorship and to make sure that they are open to the different viewpoints that should be part of the debate about a democracy, or really our constitutional republic. So censorship should be banned, in other words. Those organizations that engage in malicious, weaponized censorship should be barred from operating in the United States of America. And that action itself is not censorship. That is opposing censorship. It is saying, if you censor, you cannot function in this society because we are a free society and we will respect the voices of others like Charlie Kirk or conservative voices or the voices that are critical about the climate cultism or voices that are critical about vaccines, voices that talk about natural cancer cures, voices that are critical about the president, whoever the president happens to be. There should never be censorship of people just because of their political views. And I insist that this applies to people of every political persuasion. I don't care if you're a leftist, if you're a conservative, if you're middle of the road, independent, libertarian, you have the right to speak. And any organization that systematically suppresses your right to speak, if they are a large enough platform, they should be fined into oblivion until they change their ways and support freedom of speech. So that means that the algorithms at Google, the algorithms at Facebook, the algorithms at YouTube, they all have to be changed. YouTube will ban you for questioning the safety of vaccines. YouTube will ban you for talking about natural cancer cures or talking about the globalist depopulation agenda. Those algorithms have to be wiped clean. You got to start over. Same thing with the large publishers. New York Times will never honestly cover any story. They will always cover it from a malicious, weaponized, anti-human, anti-America point of view to cause the maximum amount of damage to society. And I don't want government to run the media, but I do want government to stop the media from engaging in malicious, weaponized censorship to block the other side of the story. You can't have a country that functions if the media is controlled by the CIA, which is what the case is right now. I mean, in essence, a dark segment of the government is already controlling the media to push CIA narratives. That's who controls Wikipedia. That's who controls AI. And yeah, even the main AI engines like ChatGPT, they are being weaponized against you. They are trained to tell you that all vaccines are safe and effective. They are trained to lie to you about climate change, to say that carbon dioxide is dangerous. That's all because the AI engines of the main companies like OpenAI, etc., they are getting orders from the CIA of what they have to say. And also the ADL and the Zionist regime, they're trying to push AI into making sure there's never any criticism of Jews or any criticism of Israel. And I'm sorry, but that's not okay. You don't get special protections in AI for one particular group of people. I mean, AI should, in my opinion, should be pro-human that is supporting all of humanity. I honor the dignity of all human beings, and I want to help protect the health and livelihoods of all human beings. And in my book, that includes Jewish people. That includes Islam. That includes, you know, people who are gay. Just because someone's gay, that's not my lifestyle, but I don't want to punish them for being gay. That's, you know, that's their choice. They still have a free speech right, and they still have a Second Amendment right. So I am pro-human and pro-liberty in this. And that means we have to dismantle those institutions that are anti-liberty, that are deliberately causing harm, that are weaponizing censorship against their political opponents, like Charlie Kirk. And these organizations like Google and big tech, etc., they are, in my view, they are complicit in the murder of Charlie Kirk. That's why we should name this the Charlie Kirk Law. Again, it's a law that will enforce that these tech platforms, publishers, and universities, they cannot engage in viewpoint discrimination, which means they cannot discriminate against conservatives. They cannot discriminate against white people, because universities do that right now. They also discriminate against Asian people in the California school system in particular. And that's wrong. It should be a meritocracy. But the big newspapers, the big media magazines, they cannot willfully engage in censorship of reality just to push a destructive anti-America agenda that is designed to cause harm. It is intended to cause harm to this country. These organizations are operating in bad faith. They know it. That is their goal. And they are achieving the results they want. They are achieving the violence they want. They are complicit in the murder of Charlie Kirk. And that's an outcome that they wanted. And some of them, like TMZ, its staff, applauded and cheered when they learned that Charlie Kirk was shot. Because TMZ is a bad faith publisher of slanted information that's designed to harm the American people, in my view. And that has got to stop. And we have to stop all the cultural propaganda that's in the movies. where it's always anti-white and anti-men, and there's always a gay lesbian couple in every movie now. They're planted in every movie. There's always like two dudes kissing or whatever. That is scripted and it's funded. It's a propaganda campaign for cultural Marxism that has infiltrated movies and television and the late night comedy shows, which are all anti-America. All of that needs to be shut down. Shut it all down. If you function as a broadcaster and you are working deliberately to harm America and to dismantle the values that America was founded on, values of liberty, values of family, values of truth, if you are working against those, you have no right to function in this society as a broadcaster. Your broadcast license should be revoked. Your assets should be seized. You should be shut down. Your executives should be arrested. And we've come to that point because the radical left, they've taken over the media, they've taken over universities, they've taken over Hollywood, and they will stop at nothing until they murder every last conservative in America. They want to murder everybody. They cheer it. They celebrate it. And they hide behind the First Amendment to actually weaponize their censorship, but only censoring one side. And that's the side that they hate, which happens to be the side of truth, the side of liberty, the side of America. So we cannot let them distort and pervert the First Amendment and claim that they have the right to censor because that's a First Amendment right. No, the First Amendment isn't the right to censor. It's the right to speak. And the right to speak implies that you have the right to speak in the public forum of the day, whatever that happens to be. And today that's social media. Today that's on the internet. That's through search engines. You have the right to speak. Just like they should never censor you and cut you off from phone lines because of what you say on the phone, they have no right to cut you off on a platform like YouTube because of your speech on YouTube. YouTube functions as a public conduit. I know it's run by a company, by Alphabet, but it has become the place where public conversations take place that are part of the debate of our constitutional republic. And thus, our Congress needs to pass the Charlie Kirk law to force YouTube to stop censoring the American people. You have to force them. You have to fine them $1 billion a day or shut them down if they continue to censor based on viewpoint discrimination. And notice carefully, I am not attacking free speech at all. I'm saying that everybody should be allowed to speak freely. I am not saying that, oh, we should flip this around and censor everybody on the left. Silence the left. No. I'm saying don't silence the left. Don't silence the right. Don't silence anybody else. That everybody has the right to speak. And if people don't want to hear that person, that's fine. If you're on YouTube and there's a channel that you don't like, you don't have to watch the video. But YouTube has no right to censor people because of the content of their speech, period. Except if it's obviously, if it's like, you know, violent stalking behavior, making death threats, you know, criminal speech, obviously should not be allowed on the platform. But I'm talking about non-criminal speech that is just viewpoints and opinions and analysis. All of it should be enforced to be allowed on the platform because the platform functions as the conversation hub for much of America. And remember, I've been censored on YouTube for many years. I've been completely deplatformed because of my advocacy for natural medicine and because of my opposition to climate cultism and because of my opposition to transgender indoctrination of children, etc. YouTube says you're not allowed to speak if you hold those views. And that's wrong. It's time for our government to step in and to show up at Alphabet offices and say, look, you have a choice. You either respect the First Amendment for all Americans, you allow everybody to speak on your platform, or we're going to shut you down. And we're going to arrest your executives. We're going to criminally prosecute you for violating the civil rights of the American people. That's what needs to happen to YouTube, to Meta, to Google. Google engages in viewpoint discrimination on search results. They banish pages that talk about natural medicine or conservatism or honest money or real history, etc. They ban those pages. They ban the entire sites. Same thing with Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a radical left-wing, you know, slander machine. The same thing with Reddit. Reddit will ban you if you're conservative. They'll ban you if you support natural medicine. They'll ban you if you oppose vaccines. Same thing is true across all of these tech platforms and all these institutions, universities, etc. Universities want to ban Charlie Kirk from speaking at their venue. And, you know, that's why they shot and killed him, or somebody did, because they didn't want him to be able to speak. Well, now that Charlie Kirk is dead, I would really like to hear from him even more than before. I want to know where he was going with things that he was saying. But I don't have the opportunity to do that because he's been censored out of this realm. I mean, shooting someone is the ultimate expression of censorship. But killing somebody's YouTube channel is another form of censorship. And that's what YouTube does every single day. They will kill people's channels, even though that person is actually trying to help people, trying to help America, trying to contribute knowledge and information to the people of the world. YouTube will ban your channel because you're a threat to Big Pharma's profit model, or because you support Trump, or because you support the Second Amendment, or whatever. It's time for this to end. And I'm contacting my congressmen and my senators, and I'm saying, look, we need a new law. We need a Charlie Kirk law. Just name it in honor of Charlie Kirk. May he rest in peace. Name it in honor of Charlie Kirk and say, free speech must be guaranteed to all Americans on all of the large platforms and venues in the digital space, which is everything online that is of a certain size or larger. Every online publisher, every online search engine, every Wikipedia type, you know, of organization, every social media, etc. On my platforms, my company's platforms, Brighttown.social, Brighttown.io, Brighttown.com, we don't censor. We don't censor at all. There's no viewpoint discrimination. Anybody can come on and talk about whatever they want, as long as it's not illegal stalking or violent behavior, or, you know, other illegal things, like teaching people how to make bombs or whatever. No, we don't allow that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about viewpoints. So I call it the Charlie Kirk Law. Share the link to this podcast if you support this idea. And understand that you can't even share this link on X because Elon Musk continues to censor links to Brighton. Yeah, still censored under Elon, even though he claims that X is a free speech platform. It isn't. It's a heavily censored platform, and we are shadow banned everywhere. And shadow banning is a form of censorship, and it's time for that to end. It's time for that to end. Shadow banning should be illegal. If people want to follow somebody, they should be able to see that person's content. All the algorithms that suppress people based on their speech, all those algorithms should be outlawed from these large platforms and large publishers, anything in the digital space. We have to have freedom of speech guaranteed to all Americans. So support me in this by sharing this podcast. Share the idea of the Charlie Kirk Law and contact your members of Congress in the House and the Senate and urge them to support this law. And understand that, you know, some of them will oppose it because they want to censor criticism of Israel. You know, they want to censor for their pet projects. So they don't support freedom of speech. I support freedom of speech for everyone, regardless of their political leanings or the content of their speech. And the more speech we have, the healthier we are and the more free we are as a society and the less violence we'll have, because we'll be able to actually talk about ideas online, where the good ideas should win out in the end and bad ideas would be ridiculed. Instead of right now, all the platforms censor the good ideas and just promote the stupid ideas, like the woke ideas and, you know, tampons and men's restrooms. It's just stupid. But that becomes the standard. And then everything else that opposes that is labeled extremism. Really? No, what's extreme is you idiots who think that men can become women. That's stupid, and that's extreme. It's time to guarantee freedom of speech for all Americans. Support the Charlie Kirk Act. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one of the most censored voices in the history of our country. And I'm also the founder of Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care.
Boost your nutrition with our ultra clean, lab verified clean chlorella powder. Packed with bioavailable nutrients, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Get yours now at healthrangerstore.com.